With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. Officials say a man who poses a high risk to the community is leaving prison this week. State Department of Corrections Secretary Denny Kamink says assessments indicate the prisoner is at high risk for committing violence in the future.
Inmate Michael Ontiveros is going to be finishing his sentence. His sentence will expire on January 20th of 2016. Having completed his full 11-year sentence, he must be released from prison. He will not be on supervision such as parole. DOC does not have jurisdiction to supervise an inmate who has completed their sentence.
Kamink says Ontiveros has a history of attempted sexual assault, kidnapping, escape, grand theft, and burglary. He says the inmate is not compliant in prison and has not taken advantage of programs aimed at helping prisoners better themselves before the return to their communities. Ontiveros is 47 years old and a registered sex offender. Corrections officials say he plans to live in the Eagle Butte area. His sentence expires on Wednesday. Two people are in custody after a five-hour standoff in Sioux Falls. Authorities say the incident began about 2 o'clock this morning when officers responded to reports of suspicious activity at a building. A woman inside said two people she knew had entered her apartment without her permission and she wanted them removed. Police say a man inside told them he was armed and refused to leave, as did a woman. The two suspects eventually surrendered without incident and were arrested about 7 this morning on charges related to unlawful occupancy. The man also had outstanding warrants for assault. Light snow is likely in the west tonight, developing east late, not as cold, with lows around 0 east to near 20 in the southwest. Tomorrow, light snow ending west early and east late, decreasing clouds west with highs in the teens east to the 30s in the west. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy west and decreasing clouds in the east, lows around 5 above in the east to the teens in the west.